Welcome back. I do have the opportunity now and pleasure to visit with the Southwest Valley Community School District. And we have with us Lindsay Hogan, school nurse and the communications coordinator. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great, Aaron. Thanks for having us this morning.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you and visit and talk about Southwest Valley. We also have with us Keegan Longaball. Coach Longaball, thanks for visiting with me. Pleasure to visit with you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure on my end as well.
So we're deep into this school year. In fact, we're hitting spring season. Spring sports are underway. We have a number of things we need to talk about with sports and with the school. Kindergarten roundup is upcoming. So I want to touch on a number of kind of various things here if we can visit for just a minute. Lindsay, I want to start with you. And before we get into talking about some of the communication stuff and you being the school nurse there, I want you to talk to me about Kale and basketball a little bit, and football for that matter. What an athlete you have there.
Well, thank you. He's put in the time and work and effort to get himself where he was this year. And we're pretty proud of him. He's got a great group of friends and teammates that they've all worked together to have a pretty darn successful senior year.
They absolutely have. Now he's a senior. What are his plans after high school? Has he put that together yet? Or is he still working on it?
Yes, I think he just has a passion for farming. My husband farms. So he's going to go to DMAC for a couple years and do some ag business. And then his plans will be to come back and farm.
Very
so
cool.
Probably have dinners at mom and dad's house and keep the farm going.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, very good. Well, yeah, I know he's just a strong athlete, but really, I would say, and Coach Longaball, you can tell me what you think as well. You coached him, but just a really solid group of athletes. It seems like in a bunch of good young men there that you've actually on the girls' side as well, a solid group of athletes as well. It's been pretty fun, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is a group of seniors and below that I've been able to teach and coach since they were in middle school. And just a great group of kids for leadership-wise, boys and girls sports all the way around. And you talk about the core of seniors that I really look at, and Kale and this Wyatt Mendenhall and Gavin Wetzel that have really led our sports programs for the last 4 years. They've been captains and leaders for their team for years, and they rightfully so should be.
So let's talk a little bit about, Lindsay, let's start first talk about, you're the school nurse and you've been the school nurse for Southwest Valley for a few years now.
Yep. I'm just finishing my ninth year.
And so you get back. So this is so kindergarten roundup is upcoming, and with that comes a set of vaccinations and I think things that parents have to have their kiddos ready for, right? Are there things that those parents need to be thinking about?
Yep. We're just getting those dates finalized for our preschool and kindergarten roundup this week. So we'll be putting those out super soon. As far as the nursing side, we're very fortunate. We have great families in our community that are follow the state laws about immunizations and go to the doctor and get all that paperwork that I need. So I will be reaching out to those families here in the next month and letting them know what we need by August.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So that's something to be thinking about that's upcoming. So now you also, has that changed over the years? Just curious. Lindsay, the 9 years thinking about vaccinations and getting students ready, has that changed?
Yeah, not necessarily the bottom line core laws that we have for those kind of things in the state, but as a general idea of it out in the community, I think that has changed. But I will have to say we have 100% compliance rate, so we are very fortunate in our small communities here that we still have great pediatricians that follow those laws and encourage those families to get those requirements done.
Okay. All right. Now on the communication side of things, communications coordinator, tell me what you typically do with the communications coordinator role. Tell me about that, Lindsay.
Good question. The role kind of evolved over the last couple of years where Alan Novel was taking care of our Facebook page. He kind of got banned for some music copyright something or other, not knowing. It was one of those situations.
I know exactly what happened. Absolutely. It's easy to have happen for sure. So
Yeah. And then it kind of fell into my lap for a little while, and then it kind of became permanent. So here we are. We have, you know, a great social media presence on Facebook as far as our athletics and the videos and the pictures that we put on, but I can't say that I do those myself. Ashley Templeton with Extreme Images does that for us. And then Alan Noble, our athletic director, gives me the information as far as when there's, you know, are we paying cash today? Are we getting a credit card? What school are we going to? What time is everything starting? Are there JV matches? Are there varsity? What time?
Yep.
Anyway, and I put all that together, and then I'm at the official poster of that stuff. So I can't take all the credit. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that get me information. I'm just kind of that final doer.
When you're dealing with the school district, though, across the district, there's a lot of things that happen day to day. Even on a slow day, there's a lot going on.
There are, and it is nice to have it funnel through one or two people, just because we don't want to post on top of each other all the time.
Right.
As far as, you know, when there's sports, and then, oh, there's a meeting tonight, and oh, there's the senior thing tonight, and you post everything within an hour, and then, you know, I don't know if you're, you know, how familiar are listeners are to social media things, but if you mess with that algorithm and then it gets lost in your feed, you just, there's a small science to it.
Yeah, it can be, it's something, that's for sure, without a doubt. You mentioned the copyright stuff. And so, yeah, we've been completely kicked off of one of the social media platforms for about 5 months at one point in time for violating community guidelines. So
yeah, whatever that is. It's not like an 800 number you can just call and get it back.
You talk about frustrating. Oh my goodness. So anyway, it was determined that we did not, and here we are. We're back at it. So I don't know.
But it
is a great way for people to keep up with those day-to-day things that are happening at the district. And like I said, there's always something going on to keep up
with. Absolutely. Yep.
So Coach Longaball, you have been with Southwest Valley for how long?
This is my sixth year.
And tell me, you coach football?
Yep. I've been the football coach. I just finished up my third year this last fall, and I'm going into my sixth year as the baseball coach this upcoming summer.
Yeah. And you teach as well?
Yep. I'm the elementary PE teacher here at Corning Elementary.
Okay. Do you have a favorite sport, Coach?
All of them. No, I mean, I'm a sports lover all the way around. You know, I really follow wrestling at the high school and college levels. I follow a lot of basketball as well. I help at any event I possibly can here at Southwest Valley. And I'm just a big sports lover, but I would say that football has always kind of been the number one in my end. It's just something I've always taken the strongest liking to from the time I was a kid up until this very day.
So one of the things that interests me with sports is participation levels, be it football or basketball or volleyball or wrestling, whatever, you know, pick a sport. I'm always interested in when kids go out, why they choose to go out and that sort of thing. How do you, coach, motivate kids to want to become involved and then keep them involved? What's the secret sauce there to keep kids coming out?
Well, part of it is we do work with our youth programs. You know, that we're very fortunate to have the youth coaches and parents that we do that are willing to communicate with me. You look at some of these parents right now have been doing off-season baseball training right before our high school comes in for pitchers and catchers. So we communicate with them on when availability is, and we have some kids show up early and work with some of these younger kids, or just, you know, show their face. And you know, I can just imagine myself as a little kid. I love seeing those high school guys when they come in and work with you. So the involvement we have from youth all the way through high school and the kids and parents that we do that all work together has really helped a lot. Numbers wise, you know, it's kind of, I said before, we're kind of in spurts. Some years they're higher than others. So what we're really trying to do is we're just trying to, you know, keep these kids interested and have fun with them. You know, we want to kind of let those kids go out there and play as loose as possible, but at the same time, they know that they have a job to get done.
Yeah. I think that's important too. You know, I know I say it a lot and I'm redundant, but I'm going to continue to say it. Most of these kids that we're talking about at the high school level are not going to go beyond the high school level. A few of them might play in college, and that's, but the real value there is, like you say, having fun, but learning the good hard work ethic to show up and work, have friend, have fun with your friends, discipline, hard work, working within a group. Those are all the really valuable lessons that come away from high school sports and extracurricular activities in general, in my opinion.
Right. And, you know, a lot of my speeches kind of revolve around not just the athletic field. They revolve around everything else they're working with, whether it's in school, whether they have a side job on the side as a high schooler, or kind of trying to prepare them for what might happen in real life. So this is this upper class group that we have of juniors and seniors. I was able to start teaching when they're in middle school. So, you know, I really have been had a good relationship with these kids for at least the last 5 or 6 years. So they've really bought into what we're trying to do. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that these kids are kind of helping out with these younger kids. And whether it's younger kids in high school, middle school, or youth, these kids are really helping people get involved and stay active.
I like to see the kids out and being active, and that is take the activity, take the sport, whatever it is. Love to see them out for those sort of things. Now, baseball season's not here, but, you know, we're always kind of thinking about it. Tell me about throwing your numbers. What does it look like for baseball season?
Yeah, so, I mean, a few years ago, we would start in January. But, you know, just for being a small town in southwest Iowa, you just most of these kids are the same ones that you see in every season. So, you know, we didn't want to keep putting more pressure on these kids with our weights program, having to go to basketball, wrestling, and then worry about baseball. So we've been starting with some pitchers and catchers right after the conclusion of basketball and wrestling season. So we feel like that's really helped with our numbers, and a lot of these kids have really been showing up and putting in the work. We do that twice a week. We do it on Friday mornings before school, and we do it Sunday afternoons. It's completely voluntary, but, you know, a lot of these kids see potential that we could have since this is a team where we didn't graduate anybody from last year. So a lot of these kids are kind of hungry and biting at the bits to get on the field, and especially with the nice weather we just had this last weekend.
Yeah.
We got down and were able to put the cleats on and have them throw on a dirt mound, so they were really excited.
That's pretty cool. Now, you mentioned weights. Talk to me about what you do with your weights program, off-season weights. What does that look like for you, Coach?
Well, I have to give a lot of props to our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Matt Mullen. You know, he took it over before I even was the football coach or really involved. You know, we sat down when I became the football coach and kind of tried to figure out and brainstorm any possible way to get these kids into the weight room. You know, it's really shown for a lot of these kids. And like we've said, we've seen a lot of success from team-wise and some individual-wise here this year especially in the last few years. And it starts with these kids coming into the weight room. Before I was the football coach, it was kind of streaky. You know, you'd have single-digit numbered kids. And so that's where Coach Mullen and I sat down. And we talked with some other coaches and kind of worked around their schedules, too, to see when we could get kids in. And we really saw a jump this past winter, but the one before. And it's just continued. You know, we see, you know, kind of streaky right through the winter sports, which is obvious. We know it's going to happen for all the traveling. But, you know, once those sports start to slow down, we start seeing a lot of numbers. So, you know, you talk about the weight room number being anywhere from 10 to 15 during the winter, and now all of a sudden we've just sprouted up to around 20 kids. So the weight room's starting to get pretty full. So we're really excited that those kids are buying into it. And, you know, a lot of them are seeing the results. And we kind of preach to these kids that it's what you do with anything in life. The harder you work, the better results you're going to see.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, the weight room benefits every program across the board, in my opinion. Again, I mean, it helps pick the program. If you're in the weight room, it's going to make it better. Just no doubt about it, in my opinion. So that's awesome. That's great to see, Coach. So now, weight room, you have spring sports starting. What does that look like? How are your spring sports looking this year?
Oh, they're huge numbers. I know.
Our boys in track boys and girls in track. We have more than 20 out of each boys.
Wow.
More than 20 boys and more than 20 girls. Our boys tennis, we have 8. And then golf, we have 10-plus girls and 20-plus boys. So,
wow.
And I didn't say exact numbers because I know they're all starting in the first few weeks of their season. So
that's
good numbers.
Isn't that phenomenal? That is awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty remarkable.
Our track meets will start next week. We have our first golf meet next week, and then tennis meets will start the following week. So, we're gearing up.
That's awesome. Lindsay Hogan with me this morning. Lindsay is the school nurse for the Southwest Valley Community School District and the communication director, as well as Keegan Longabaugh, Coach Longabaugh, head football coach, baseball coach, and elementary PE, among other things. Who knows what else we can get out of Coach Longabaugh and Miss Hogan, but that's what their title says. So now, you're both sports fans. Are you keeping up with the NCAA tournament that's ongoing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. We've already had a discussion about it today.
are there Cyclone fans? Are there Hawkeye fans? Are there Husker fans? What's the consensus around Southwest Valley?
You have one of each right here.
Oh,
the Hogans are diehard Cyclone fans. My husband graduated from there, so we eat and breathe and bleed Cyclone.
Uh-huh.
I think Keegan and the Longabaugh are Hawkeye fans.
Or diehard Hawkeyes.
Oh, do we need to separate you two? I don't know.
Oh, no. It will be hard to root against Hoiberg, though. We'll see.
You know, it's if you're a fan, I mean, if you're in this area, it's certainly kind of it's turned out to be a fun one. That is for sure. So, it's going to be interesting to watch. Anything, Lindsay, else that we need to touch on, or Keegan, that we have left out that we want to make sure that we touch on?
The only thing I was going to say is tomorrow on Wednesday, we have the Bloodmobile at the Villisca Community Center, and that's hosted by our middle school. So that information has been posted on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wanted to add, too, we have an elementary art show that's at the Corning Arts Center now through April 3rd. So all elementary kids have a piece of art at the Corning Arts Center, and they're open on Tuesdays through Saturdays from 9 to 4.
Okay, go check it out.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, it's been a real pleasure to visit with you both. I certainly enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully it's not so long before we get to visit next time. So thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate your support.
Yep. Thank you much, Aaron.